A Russian-made Ilyushin 76 cargo plane bearing the same Kazakhstan Airways markings as the Ilyushin cargo plane which landed on Wednesday touched down early in the morning at the recently reopened Mogadishu airport. Like Wednesday, there was extraordinary security on the ground. Islamic militiamen sealed off all roads and prevented curious onlookers from gathering near the facility. But some eyewitnesses said they saw several large trucks leaving the airport in a convoy a short while after the plane landed. The arrival of the two planes this week is fueling speculation among Somalis that neighboring Eritrea is stepping up efforts to arm Somali Islamists, who are facing a possible showdown with Ethiopian troops believed to be protecting the country's secular and highly vulnerable interim government 250 kilometers away in the town of Baidoa. In May, a United Nations report said that Eritrea had violated a long-standing arms embargo on Somalia by funneling weapons to Islamists. Deputy Interim Prime Minister Ismail Hure in Baidoa tells VOA that his government is receiving intelligence that Eritrea is not only supplying Islamists with arms, but has also sent troops to back up the Islamic militias. Ethiopia and Eritrea fought a bloody war from 1998 to 2000, and both sides have a history of backing rebel groups in the region to destabilize each other.
We are getting highly reliable information that there was a vessel that has unloaded about 500 Eritrean, fighters along the Somali coast, and they are going to join the Mogadishu forces. For Eritrea to simply come to Somalia to fight a proxy war against Ethiopia, it will fuel, troubles in the whole region.
In Mogadishu, a spokesman for the Supreme Islamic Council, Abdurrahim Ali Moody, dismissed still unconfirmed reports that Eritreans are in Mogadishu and in other parts of Islamist-controlled areas of southern Somalia. He also denies that the Islamists are accepting weapons shipments from Eritrea. Moody says there are enough weapons in Somalia, and the aim of his group is to make the country secure by taking them off the streets, not bring more weapons into the country. For weeks, top interim government leaders in Baidoa denied that Ethiopian troops were in Somalia. But on Thursday, 18 cabinet ministers resigned, protesting, among other things, the Ethiopian troop presence in the country. In the May UN report, which criticized Eritrea, the authors also criticized Ethiopia for giving support to secular factional leaders who fought against Islamic militias for control of Mogadishu. Islamic leaders, some with alleged ties to Al-Qaeda, took control of most of the capital in early June, alarming largely Christian Ethiopia, the United States, and other Western countries. The United States has urged Somalis to seek a dialogue aimed at creating a unity government and has called on Ethiopia and Eritrea to avoid any actions which could hamper that effort. Alicia Rubio, VOA News, Mogadishu.